What's up? This is the Real Deal Podcast. Maddie Marshall here, and we are just a couple weeks out from the Dallas Open. Things are getting insane on the pro paintball circuit, as always during the off season. Always gets a little bit crazy, and I'm lucky enough to have brand new Dynasty members, Brandon Short and Kyle Spica. Can you continue to, you know, battle the worst demon for you, which is yourself, and overthinking? And I can't remember what podcast it was, but we were talking about that and about how that is such a bitch of a thing for people to deal with, for intelligent players to deal with. Which is interesting, though, because of course yourself is your worst enemy. You know, I mean, that's another reason why paintball is a metaphor for life. You know, so knowing that, though, I mean, what are you doing to fight that? Because when I see you go out there and just kind of not give a shit and with a chip on your shoulder and something to prove and you're not thinking a lot, like, you know, you're just blazing through people and you look really good. And some days you're one of the people like, who looks good in the snake? I'll be like, Spica looks good. And other days you're out there and overthinking your moves and, you know, playing catch, and it's like, man, it's tough to tell. I mean, how are you pondering that right now? Because you are on that precipice. I mean, you could come on Dynasty and be like one of the best front players in the game. Kind of, what are you thinking?
Well, now, I mean, for me, it's I'm working a lot harder now since the season started, and I mean, that's just so simple, small. But now I know. I mean, I feel like I can. Since the practices we've already been playing with them, like, I feel like I can trust these guys a lot, and I feel super comfortable with them, that I can push the envelope a lot harder, and that's what I think I need to do. You know, even Oliver said to me at the practice, like, as long as you're going attacking, like, I want you on their side every time. Like, I'll clean up, you just do work. And I mean, as long as I'm doing that, I think I'm gonna push everything to the side and just go. You know, it's, when I overthink stuff, it's just, just definitely almost like a cancer in my game. So,
what is going on in your head? Because I almost feel that when you're kind of just seeing the variables and just playing the game and being fluid with your moves, even if you get shot a little bit, that's when you're at the best of the game. But then and every now and then I'll see you get in the bunker and you start like kind of getting like that tweaker syndrome in the bunker where it's like, oh, my head checking here. You know, you've seen this before, right? Where you're head checking, you're like, you get in a gunfight, but you're not, you just don't, and it's so much as body language. I swear to God, man, all the paintball that we have to watch up there doing the webcast, you really start to understand that, like, you don't even need to hear anything, any sort of, you could just watch somebody play and see if they're feeling it or not, you know, just by how they are in their bunker, what gunfights they choose to engage in, where their head checks are going, what are they looking for? I mean, all those subtle clues you can so pick up on, which is also interesting too, because at the high level of the gunfight, that's what you're looking for. Because I remember when things were getting crazy on excessive and they were like, oh, you know, is paintball still fun for you? And I'm like, man, no, honestly, it's not. But you know what I really get off on is that gunfight. I really enjoy getting in that bunker and realizing, like, the guy that's lined up against me right now who plays the corner two or wherever I'm at, like, that's another one of the best gunfighters in the world, and I enjoy this, you know? I enjoy that and having to do this as, like, work. Because you can read those subtleties in somebody's game and exploit them if they're giving you something, you know? I don't know. What do you think?
I mean, basically, when I'm mentally, it's just like, I'm like, I can't mess up. And, I mean, that's just going through my head mainly. I'm like, I don't want to mess up. I don't want to lose this point for the team. And I think what it needs to be is I just need to go. I mean, if I get this done, it's game over. I mean.
But I almost feel that that's when I think that you play the best, is when you're not thinking, I don't want to mess up, but when you're thinking, I'm going to go out there and slaughter these
guys.
Well,
no, that's what I mean. Like, when I say I don't want to mess up, I get in those situations where I almost, like, start to – slightly choke up a little bit in those spots, and that's when I mean, there's a couple points at World Cup where I think I overcame it in those super slow points. One point against Impact, I think, is me and Eric on a 4-on-2, and I felt like that was an almost like a stepping stone for me to where
I can't remember what day it was, but I saw a lot of good work out of you at World Cup. God, what day was that? I can't remember, but it was it was one of those days where I was like, ah, Spick is feeling it, man. He looks really, really good right now. You know who also played goddamn good in the snake at World Cup? Just kind of random, but you could relate because he was a teammate of yours, was Oswaldo.
Yeah.
Oswaldo was like the quintessential, I'm going to go, I don't care. I'm going to run a 50.
That was his whole attitude, is he was just like, I'm going.
This is, I'm here, and I'm out here to have fun, and I'm going to do what I do.
Yeah, and I mean, there was one day, it's interesting, because that's the interesting thing with paintball, man. Every day is a totally new day, which is why that's that Ray Lewis speech. You guys seen that Ray Lewis speech where he's at Stanford? Yeah. Have you seen that one?
I haven't.
So, Ray Lewis just retired, and I got to do a paintball thing with him one time, and he's a really awesome dude. And he does these speeches for football. But he did this one for basketball, for the Stanford basketball team. And he's in their locker room, and he's just yelling at these dudes. He walks in. It's real short. He walks in, everyone cheers, and he's like, hey. He's like, if tomorrow wasn't promised, what would you give for today? He's like, these guys, they're going to come out here, they're going to play against you. He's like, they seen you on film. He's like, they can't see what they don't know what film shows. It's not what they're going to see on that film. It's what you're going to bring to the game today, because every day is a new day. Every moment is a new moment. And that is so true with paintball, because some days you'll see somebody go out there and they're having that day. Those days when you just can't miss, and you're just on fire, you're in the groove. And then the next day, there's nothing you can do. You're catching paintballs in your bunker. You can't hit the broadside of a barn. It's just one of those days. And that will happen in tournaments sometimes. And then some guys will put it all together in one tournament. But that's what's interesting to me, to when I go and I watch these games, is to see who is going to approach that day as a new day, knowing that, Spicker, you're going to show up, and people are going to expect to go out there and play against Kyle Spicka, the guy that played on the Ironman, the guy who's super good some days and struggles other days.
Yeah.
But that's not the case. That's not how it works in the real world. Mm-hmm. You have the ability to go out there and transcend, which is a special thing about the sport, I think, which is kind of cool.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I think for me and Kyle, it's like, together we're both motivated. We both have a lot to prove, and it's like, I don't care what's happened in the past. I don't care who's been good, how good we play. Me and him both want to go out this year with Dynasty, and just like Ray Lewis said, just bring it every event, every day, and just go at it, So,
do you feel like you still have something to prove? Even after all the, tournament wins you've had and the career that you've had, do you still feel the eagerness inside you to prove something to the world?
It's funny because I've had so many emotions in the last few years. I think I've had a lot of growing up to do, especially outside of paintball. I moved out. Just a lot of different elements. And I think paintball took a little bit of a back burner. But it's now that, I don't know, I'm just super motivated again. I'm on a new team now. I got, there's all this cool paintball access stuff going on. Paintball's being documented. I feel since paintball's elevating, I need to elevate with it because I love this sport. And, so I'm motivated. And I think I always have something to prove. I think every day everyone has something to prove. You got to bring your best. And I think I've definitely accomplished some things, but so has a lot of other people. So, and you're only as good as your last run. And I haven't won a tournament in a long time.
Well, another thing too is that all those years and this is what just burns the shit out of me, man. It frustrates me is that all those years that you did play amazing, those are all just legend.
Yeah.
You diving into that bunker and dislocating your shoulder and throwing your shoulder back in and then shooting somebody one-handed, that's not documented, really. Yeah. I mean, documented in our stories.
With this webcast now, it's like, now that everything's documented and there's stats and everything, it's like, man, I don't want to be like the 35th best player or whatever it is. I want to go out there and just like I've always wanted to be, I've always wanted to be the best. So it's like, now more than ever is the time to do it. There was a point when I was younger where not only did I want to win tournaments, but I wanted to personally be the best. And then it kind of got to the point where it was like I wanted to make sure my team was always the best, you know, like, and then I was going through that rebuilding phase. But now that I'm on with Dynasty, you know, I want to win tournaments, but I also want to prove that I can be a badass motherfucker, you know. I want to go out there and put people down
for sure, because that's how you came up. I mean, dude, you had such a huge chip on your shoulder.
Yeah, I remember before I even
oh my god,
remember before I even knew Brandon, I had like the, I think it was 06, maybe 05 MAO All-Star game, like all three games on my computer just saved, just watching Brandon run down the field. I'm like, I want to be that guy, like just killing it.
Yeah. And you know, and that's when you play your best paintball is when you have a chip on your shoulder. Like, you know, I'm not, oh, I'm Kyle Spica from I play on Dynasty. No, it's like, I'm Kyle Spica. I'm that undersized dude from North Carolina that nobody knows who the hell I am, but I'm going to make you remember my name, you know, like, and that's how you got here. Mm-hmm. And if you can play like that and remember that, yeah, man, you're going to be unstoppable out there. And Brandon, I mean, same thing. You know, I mean, you came as the, like, no one knew who the hell you were. You came out of L.A. There's a shit ton of players in L.A., man. I mean, there's a grip of dudes that come out of this area that want to be pro paintball players. And you were just that much better than all those guys at a young age, too. And then you did that for a long period of time. But now it's just like anyone that's had success at anything, you sit there and you ponder, why do I do this? Am I still any good at this? Do I want to continue to do this? Why am I doing this? All those things just kind of start seeping in, and that doubt is, you know, the rust in the machine of greatness. And that's when shit really gets difficult. Mm-hmm. But also, that's when you really have that test of yourself. You know, it's like
I've definitely had the array of emotions in the sport, but I think more than ever, I have that hunger again that I had when I first got pretty much on the Ironman. You're like, I'm just really feeling it. I'm really excited to play. I'm having fun playing. And
you just got back from Germany.
Yeah, I just got back from Germany. I'm trying to balance traveling and school. You know, where before I was like, I'm just gonna do the school, but I realize it's important to get out there and stay relevant and
have fun.
You know, so
I'm
keep just
your mind sane.
I'm putting all my eggs once again back into paintball and trying to do school. So now I really am. I'm pushing myself even harder, but you know, this is what I want to do. I want to be a paintball player. I want to help the sport grow, and I want to win tournaments, and I want to dominate. So,
yeah. You know, what's interesting is that that's why 2013, I think, is such an interesting and charismatic year, is that you have this weird collision of all these personalities and talents who all have a lot to prove. Mm-hmm. You know, you got Heat coming off a Houston Heat, number one team in the world right now. They won three events, took second at another, just dominated in last year against a field that was really strong.
Yeah,
a very strong field. You know, then you got Damage, who had the title in 2011, lost it to Heat in 2013, had a little bit of turmoil, lost their coach. They've got a lot to prove.
Yeah.
You know, then you got Dynasty and the Ironman. Holy shit. I mean, those guys, Dynasty has a lot to prove. The Ironman have a lot to prove.
They had a whole new team pretty much.
Yeah, I mean, we could spend literally an hour talking about each one of those stories. Then you got Moscow Red Legion. They've picked up some guys, lost some guys. They've been champions in the past.
The whole sport of paintball, the whole pro level, are some of the most competitive people I've ever met in my life.
At anything. Pool, and now darts, doesn't matter what it is.
And now the fact that everything is so well documented, I think everybody has something to prove again, because everybody wants to make sure that it's like, hey, don't forget about us. Don't forget about me. Like, this is who we are.
Yeah,
it's
getting,
you know,
like almost like at where everyone's getting really good. So it's like, how are you going to make yourself better than that other person?
And I know a lot of people out there, like, they... Now that it's well documented, now that there's stats, it's like it's just a whole new ball game, and people want to stay on top. You know, people don't want to let new teams like Heat or new players, you know, come up in the game. Like a lot of these older guys, they want to prove themselves, and they want, they want to be, you know, they want the respect.
They want to steal your glory.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, it's like, you know, I travel and I talk to people on the internet, and a lot of people they only remember kind of what's happened in the last 2 years. So it's like, you know, we know so much history and we know who's put in the work for all these years. Well, all these kids are just like,
I saw John Richardson
Perfect example.
On Saturday.
Perfect example.
Saw John Richardson, Davey Williamson on Saturday. And them, Scotty was there, Scott Kemp. They hadn't seen that paintballer book yet.
Oh, yeah, I just saw it too.
And so John was like, oh, you know, because John gave a good portion of his life to the game.
Yeah.
One of the best players ever. And anyone out there, it's like, oh, man, he's saying this guy's the best player ever. I'm like, yo, dude, there's like a good 100 dudes over the past 20 years that are best players ever. And we talk about them because that's what this podcast is about.
Yeah.
So, yeah, John Richardson, one of the greatest ever.
Yeah, shout out to John Richardson,
yeah,
man.
For
that
sure.
guy is insane.
But that's what pissed me off was – or that he – because he wasn't in there.
Yeah, I saw the book. There was a lot of people they left out, but
– Well, hey, as somebody that has to – you know, look, that's yeah. – it's that book is – it's beautiful.
It is.
Yeah, there are a few things you could change. Of course, you could change things about everything. Mm. And, yes, there's, you know, certain elements about the book that I'd like to get changed, but – at the same time, it exists. It looks awesome.
It does.
And the guys that are in it deserve to be in it.
For sure.
But guys like John Richardson, I mean, that's like a sacrilege that John Richardson. So, you know, I almost said, I'm like, let's do a podcast, man, or let's do something because so we can tell some of your stories, because without that, it's like it never happened.
Mm.
And that's a really frustrating thing. Imagine, we have all your last year stuff on film and a lot of other stuff, but there's not a lot of stuff on John Richardson.
No. You know, it'd
there's
be cool.
A lot of, there's a lot of out of print magazines.
It'd be really cool to like dig up some old footage and do like a little interview with some, you know, video montage of some older players. That'd be pretty sweet.
Yeah.
Just educate. So people need to visually see it. You know, it's one thing
totally.
To hear John, but to see him play and see some of the stuff that this guy, John Richardson, if you don't know him, was like one of the most smoothest, badass players around, man.
Super athletic, just
so much swag too. Like,
yeah,
just started it. One of my heroes. One of the coolest guys. I got to play with him too. So, one of his last years, it was pretty badass. We won one tournament together. So,
nice.
It's cool. And we got drunk together.
Always a pleasant thing with John. John's a good guy.
Very funny.
Some people you can't drink with. Some people you just can't drink with. They're a mess.
Justin Schwartz. Sorry, I'm calling you out right now.
Just as I was about to be
Chuck
like,
Sweet.
Players that will remain unnamed.
Unnamed? Sorry, I'm calling you out. I don't care.
Chuck Sweezy. And, but Johnny's... He's just a good human being, man. He's a really, really good guy. So he was a little frustrated at that. But, yeah, guess what? That's why, hey, support our webcast. Please tell – if you have a sponsor, tell them they need to advertise with us. If you have your local paintball field, tell them they need to advertise with us, because if you want to continue to have us document what's happening at the top level of the game, then, you know, we need to make sure that the support's there or that the sport continues. So we do have some sponsors. Please let them know that you thank us for that, or thank them for supporting us. And because, yeah, I mean, there's all these interesting stories. To me, that's what's fascinating about paintball is you have these really intense people who, for some reason, are really good at shooting other people that are trying to shoot at them with some projectile. The best one we have, because airsoft is lame.
Super lame.
So lame, dude. Airsoft lame. Is like, and I'm... may get emails about this, but I don't care.
Even sometimes, like, aspects of paintball can be lame, but...
Yeah, but the thing about
the tournament paintball
that,
I love, obviously.
Yeah, but the thing is that with paintball is that... When I grew up, paintball was a man sport, man. Like, you couldn't even walk out there if you were under the age of 18 without your parents' permission.
It's true.
You know, that wasn't even possible. So we forged all of our parents' names when we first went, and... And it was just this really kind of hard thing. It was, you know, you had to be tough and you had to be willing to run around in the woods, and you're getting shot at with paintball. It's going to hurt when it hits. And it was just kind of this thing that only like grown men did. And then, and that I say that being 15 when we went, but you know, but then, and thank God that the fun of it was able to pervade other younger people. But at a certain element, then it's still this intense thing, especially for the guys that are really good at it. Because it's so hard to be really good at paintball, man. It's like anything else, but it's particularly difficult because there's so many variables, as everyone that's tried to play, you know, understands. So the stories of the people that do it seem to always kind of be quite fascinating. It's like why it's the same thing with you meet all these interesting paintball people, but at the same time, you know, it's like, we always get some sort of crazy weather always comes and messes with us. You know, it's like there's always some weird chaotic demon haunting paintball.
Yeah, something's going on out there.
Yeah. So what about the other teams in the league? I mean, how do you guys feel about the season?
I think Jason Chosen said it really well. Like, it's just there's all these teams making these big moves, which kind of hurts everybody. Where a team like Heat, who are the champions, I'm pretty sure they haven't made one single move, which is pretty good. You know, maybe if they picked up one guy just to keep it fresh, but that team is not going to change. Like, they're going to come out hot. Then other top teams, Impact. I don't really know how Impact's going to do necessarily. I think they're definitely a wild card right now. They made some moves. They're always a good team, but they could be a top contender. Damage is pretty much the same old team, honestly.
I think they're going to keep their structure even with a lot of changes.
Yeah, I think
so. They have their good fundamental.
Yeah, and then there's teams like Dynasty and the Ironmen, who have a lot to prove. The Ironmen is a completely different team from when I left it. It's, you know, I don't know what to expect necessarily out of those guys yet. I know they're practicing hard, but that team, you don't know, honestly. It's a whole new squad, new coach.
Even with X Factor, I'm excited to see what happens to that.
I'm really excited to see.
I think X
Factor has they have a ton of potential. I mean, all their players are good.
They didn't really change much. They just picked up Scott.
They picked up Scott. They lost Michael off the snake side.
That hurts.
Ashton Johnson's hurt with his ankle still, but he didn't get a lot of playing time at World Cup. I think that Jesse Stevens kid, he's talented. I know he's kind of hurt. You know, through the pipeline, they kind of struggled a little bit in the first couple practices. But I agree. I'm very much looking to see what X, because also maybe not right out the gate. Maybe the first event they don't win the event. But just the way that X Factor is kind of catalyzing their program right now, kind of I think it's going to be good.
They brought in Paul. Have a lot of fire in them all.
Yeah, they got a lot of fire. Alex Martinez is super into it again, which is, you know, it's just like those things. When you get the owner who's super into it.
You got Archie, one of the best players in the
league. Yeah, exactly. But, I think X Factor is going to be into
it. And also, I think it also, I mean, what are the fields going to look like, you know? I think we talked about this once before. Like, the fields last year all kind of had the same theme. They're more like methodical. You know, I wouldn't be surprised if they're very first event. There's a huge snake with tons of rewards, you know? I wouldn't be surprised, because a lot of teams complain.
I hope so.
Yeah, I mean,
I hope so.
It's a matter of time, and I think it'll, I don't know if it'll benefit the podcast. I mean, I'm sorry, the webcast as much. Could make the games go a lot faster.
If it's aggressive?
Well, what if the games go super quick? What if a guy goes down and shoots four dudes every game?
Sweet, shorter day for me. We're up there for 8 hours a day, man.
Tell you the truth, it probably will benefit the webcast. Yeah. So I mean,
no, I want a field that I want it to be aggressive, because I feel that if you add some of those treasures, like you were saying, you know, the bonuses,
big rewards,
big rewards.
Well, because they already took a step back when they changed it to race to seven, so. And so lower the time down, I felt like.
As far as when it came from when it was at 9?
When there's 2 minute halves, like a long time. There was a full time. It wasn't straight.
Oh, are you talking about like old school X ball?
And then I felt like it slowed down to more. And then even
did you even play old school X ball?
Yeah.
Were you around for that?
I did. 2005 World Cup was my first tournament.
Okay. So D3. Okay.
D7.
D7, probably.
Girls League. Little girls out there.
This pick is just burning daggers into our heads right now.
No, but I think, and I bet you, have you said anything already? Have you talked to anybody about the fields? I'm sure they've.
As far as
has anybody
the
asked
changes?
You, has anybody asked you what they feel like would be good for the webcast?
Oh, yeah. It's always aggression. Aggression wins out every time. In fact, if I had to design the fields, I would make them more aggressive.
So I wouldn't be surprised, everybody, if there's a big snake. So snake players, get ready.
The battle is going to begin. Yeah. Oh, God, it's going to be so good. I hope it's just like a ladder snake, straight up gun. Like, there's going to be a first round of gunfight. Like, the one first slide in, they gunfight each other. Somebody wins and somebody loses. Then that guy takes his spot, and then boom, now they got to – then the team that lost their one, they got to swing another guy in, but he can still make it because that's the way the field's set up.
That's how it was.
Because the three wrapped around and put somebody in, or the two just manned up, got himself in there, and now still two dudes in there, but they got another notch, and there's multiple notches in
that's
the snake.
That's pretty much how it's always been up until last year. Last year was, like, the first year where I was like, okay, there's definitely a different vibe out here. It reminded me a lot of some of the European fields, and it was kind of a fun change. But I think it came at bad timing with the webcast. You know, people want the car accidents, they want the home runs, they want to see that sort of stuff. So, I mean, I'm not opposed to it now because we played the slow stuff last year.
Let's get back to the basics. First of all, that's where you came up. That's where you made your name for yourself. That's where you were. That's what you were insanely good at was those crazy ladder snakes. Where everything's up close and personal, just straight blood. That's where that term bloody knuckles came from. Mm. Like, you're not leaving the game without bloody knuckles. Mm. Like, guaranteed win or lose, you're bleeding for sure, and it's going to be nasty. You know, I mean, that's kind of what this brand of pro paintball was raised on. Mm. I know you were raised on that. You're from the trauma camp back in the day. They were definitely raised on that, too. You know, I mean, Tyler and Lucian got down in that snake.
Yeah, I remember when they'd set up their practices to be like, you'd play D3, D2, D3, D1, D3 versus trauma, and then you're like, oh, shit, we gotta play trauma.
Did you play against Lucian and Tyler?
Yeah. Lucian was the coolest guy. I actually knew, like, all those guys really good. I'd go up and hang out, and super cool guys, really good friends with me, good mentors. So and that was, I think that's one of the most things that got me addicted to paintball, because it was like a huge family and they made me love paintball, and I think that's what kept me pushing to go to the top. If I didn't have gridlock and the trauma camp, I don't think I ever would have pushed myself as hard as I did.
That was a really good camp.
Yeah,
and absolutely, you know, Lucian Blackburn and Tyler Humphreys were some of the awesome
beast too.
Just beastly on the field and just really fun off of it.
Really fun off
crazy
of it.
But fun, you know.
Yeah, for sure. Those guys are missed.
So as far as rivalries this year, do you have any players that you really want to play against or teams you really want to play against?
I think I'm at a point in my career where, I mean, honestly, I don't care about anybody on the opposite side. I definitely want to beat Heat. You know, you got to aim for the champs. You got to take them down. But not really. Like, I guess I want to beat the Ironman because it's my ex team.
Hold on, let's go back to Heat. Chad George, Sam Monville, and the Snake. You feel like you got what it takes this year to match up against those guys?
Of course.
I'm poking you right now. Yeah, I'm trying to get something out of you.
I mean,
because they're king shit right now.
Yeah.
The what?
I felt like last year we take them on. Russians behind him.
Yeah.
Get a little hairy.
The three Russians behind him.
No, like, I can honestly say that there's not one player out there that I'm intimidated by. I don't think anybody can stop me or stop the team. You know, Dynasty is still in my mind is the top team in the world. You know, they deserve it. But that being said, he is the champions. They totally deserve that too. And so, yeah, he is a team I want to take down. Then there's the Ironmen, of course, just because it's like my old team. You just can't lose to him, you know?
Of course, dude. Yeah, absolutely.
I really don't have any problems with anybody on that team, for sure. Like, but it's just I got to beat him. Can't lose to them. Besides that, I think my biggest rivalry is going to be myself, you know? Mm-hmm. I got to rise up, got to step up, and I got to do my thing, you know?
I mean, I don't want to say your legacy is at stake because, honestly, your legacy is already cemented in as far as paintball is concerned. But what do you want to add as that chapter?
I definitely have a lot to prove now that I've switched teams. You know, like, you got to step up. And I just want – these are definitely going to be in the last few years. You know, I mean, that's pretty realistic. You know, I'm 26. Few more years, I'll be 30, and then, you know, you can really kind of scope it out from there. But I just want to play paintball, and I want to win, and I want to dominate, and I want to make these last few years just give it all I can until the wheels fall off, you know, and then I can just walk away. And that's just how I feel.
Yeah. But, you know, Kyle, you're only 22, so you got a little bit more. You don't have as much skin in the game as yeah. Brandon has. Yeah. So, I mean, what are your thoughts on this? I mean, but, you know, whereas he's already kind of, you know, if people write the history of paintball, Brandon Short's already got his legacy cemented in. You're kind of at that period where, you know, you could go up to that status, or you could, if you don't elevate to where you know, because those spikes, when you play that game and you hit that spike, man, you know, like, you're really good.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like, and obviously it's not like you can play there every single point. I mean, obviously, you know, you mean yeah. the best players in the world, whether it be Ryan or Fedorov or, you know, Mishka, whoever the hell it is, you know, the top five guys, they, you know, Fedorov's not always up there, but it's how many times you're spiking up there. Yeah. So, and you're kind of at that precipice right now where the next couple seasons you could maybe help Dynet be a dominant one
yeah.
and be that, you know, where Brandon was a couple years ago that he now wants to get back to. If you're going to go back and play the one again, that would be, then you'd cement yourself in. But you're at that precipice right now.
Yeah.
It's kind of exciting time,
of course,
though.
Yeah. I mean, for me, I feel it's something that needs to be done, and I need to perform that way. Because, I mean, granted, I've been a little inconsistent for the past season that I've been pro, but essentially, like, I know what needs to be done, and I'm working hard off the field to get to that point. And I have a lot of confidence in myself with this team, being on a new team, and I think it's going to change like outlook on the way I look at paintball and give me a new start.
I think one thing with Kyle too is he's never won a pro tournament. And, you know, everyone wants to win a tournament, but it's not until you actually win it that you know that you can never lose again. You need it again. You want yeah. more. You know, it's addicting. Mm-hmm. And everything that comes with winning is just awesome. You know, like, everything is better once you win. And Kyle's never really experienced that. And I think once he does, it's something that you can't explain. And it's something that he's going to realize is a whole different element in this game. To be a winner, to be a pro paintball player and win these tournaments is just, it's a whole different ball game, you know?
Absolutely. I mean, that's like when we did the whole patches back in the day.
Yeah.
You know, like, you know, because people would be like, oh, you know, I met somebody, he said he was a professional paintball player, and you're like, oh my God.
Yeah.
So it's one of those situations, but yeah, it was in order to get that professional seal of approval.
Yeah.
You have to have at some point, somewhere, won a legitimate professional tournament.
For sure. And it's just, it's pretty awesome when you win a tournament. It's just how much respect comes your way, and you just feel like you're on top of the world, because it's, we all love this sport, and I think everyone can say it's probably their favorite thing almost in the world, you know? And to dominate and to be on top is just, it's you can't really describe it, and it just lifts you up in life, and once you're there, you can just never come back down. And that's why all these guys who are still around, like, they just keep chasing that number one spot, because it's just so rewarding.
Yeah, it's validation.
Yeah,
it's that. Yeah, you know, one day I'm pretty good, because, you know, people start playing paintball and you find if you're decent at it, you're mm-hmm. like, wow, I'm pretty good at this, and or you get addicted to that, the feeling of when you're playing it, and you incrementally get better and get better and get better and get better, and then all of a sudden you know you're in playing tournaments, and then all of a sudden you're starting to jump up the divisions, and you see yourself getting better, and you're just chasing those W's, just yeah. chasing that final completion validity of, oh yes, I won a professional tournament at mm-hmm. one point in my life. There's not a lot of guys that can say that.
Exactly.
Or win actually any tournament, honestly. Yeah. You know, to win any paintball tournament is an amazing feeling.
It is.
And you got to learn how to win.
Exactly. And that's, I told Kyle that for a while, and I've always kind of told people that, because I was told that it's like, yeah, you know how to play paintball, and yeah, you're getting good at it, but you need to learn how to win. And when I was on the Ironman those years, I learned how to win, and I was able to bring that over to Europe with my team on Nexus. And, you know, once you learn, you don't forget, but it's just being able to bring everybody else up with you, that same mentality, you know? And that's what I'm really happy about on Dynasty, is these guys already know how to win. I know how to win. It's a good match, you know? Like, it's up to us and our motivation to just go out and perform. So, whereas on the Ironman last year, you know, we were having that struggle to raise everybody up on Sunday, and we were getting there, but we just needed more time. On this team, you know, there's no excuses. So
yeah, and if any team knows how to win, it's
Dynasty,
the team that has the most wins of any professional team
exactly
ever. Yeah, absolutely.
So
I'm excited.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be a crazy season, man. I'm really looking forward to it. And, yeah, March 14th through the 17th, we got the
3 weeks.
Yeah, 3 weeks coming up here, at least when we're recording this. You're going to be hearing this about 2 weeks out. But
2 weeks. 2 weeks.
So who knows? I mean, you know, I don't know. Maybe Brandon and Spica will have started a new pro team with their lottery winnings
by next week. New teams.
Yeah.
The webcast will be over. Sorry.
Don't say that. Knock on wood immediately. Yeah. So webcast coming at you. PSP, PBA webcast, March 14th through the 17th. And that's all we have for you this evening. Guys,
shout out to HK.
Yeah, I was going to say thank your sponsors.
Shout out to HK, Planet Eclipse, AMS. Dynasty.
Expect to see some great things out of us this year.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I'm looking forward to it. So, yeah, follow their stories on PBA. We'll have interviews, blogs. Bicca's been writing a pretty sweet blog for the past year. Now he's transitioning to Dynasty. I'm looking forward to that. We're going to get Brandon to write a blog one of these days. It's going to be rad. Yeah? Can we get you to write a blog?
Nope.
No?
No, I could probably figure something out. I have a lot of math homework.
I'll make him write one.
Yeah, well, just have you tell Germany stories. All right, so... Yeah, so webcast, tell your friends. I'm just going to keep saying it. You're going to hear me keep saying it until it happens. March 14th through the 17th. Mark your calendars.
There you go.
Share it on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest if you're a chick. And, yeah, and we'll see you guys next time. It's Real Dope Podcast with Maddie Marshall, Kyle Spica, Brandon Short. Peace out.